Hello and welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin here in the Grand X Media Studios with Dan Register.
What's up, Billy?
And Dylan Shivery.
Hey, Billy.
We're going to talk about sports, have some laughs. Maybe we'll mix in some animal talk. You never know. Sometimes we've got badass animals that need to be discussed.
But we haven't yet had a badass animal in studio, which I'm still pushing for.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we also don't want to oversaturate.
I lobbied for a large predatory cat last season. Someone in the area would bring one in and it never actually happened.
Wasn't that touch and base, actually?
No, I was there.
I was here, man.
Very disappointing. Very disappointing that it never happened. Starting this week, obviously, this is our second episode of the week. Today is Thursday. We will have episodes coming out every Monday and Thursday to discuss college football, the NFL, anything that's worth discussing in baseball, particularly as we get into October and the end of the season there. And any other relevant sports news that we find to be entertaining and think that you will as well. This week, this Thursday, today, now, is football only, I understand.
According to Micah, yeah.
That's the rules.
No other sports allowed.
Well, football
Micah's
only.
A producer, so.
So I guess we have to do what he says.
Let that man produce.
It's Football Thursday.
Football Thursday is what we're officially naming it.
Wow.
Unless something big happens.
That is creative. I got to tell you, that took some deep fucking thought. Football Thursday.
I'm sure if, like, on a Thursday, Carmelo Anthony gets traded, I'm sure we're going to talk about Carmelo Anthony.
I have no interest in that, so I would prefer not to talk about
that. If he goes to the Rockets, we will most certainly be talking about that. Let's start with college football.
Yep.
We got four games between top 25 teams this week, which is a lot.
And a lot of unknowns, too.
What do you mean by that?
With these games.
Oh, you mean they're up in, like, kind of...
Well, yeah. First up, we got Auburn and Clemson.
Well, that's why they play the game.
Play to win the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you play to win the game.
Not to lose. But, yeah, number 13, Auburn, and number 3, Clemson. First game we'll talk about. Clemson's favored, -5. The over-under is 53. All these lines are provided by mybookie.ag, obviously. And if you go there and you use the code BACKDOOR when you do your deposit, you get 100% match. There's stipulations to that, so make sure you read those. But mybookie.ag, use the code BACKDOOR. First game, Auburn-Clemson.
Like I said, a lot of unknowns here, especially in the quarterback position. You got Kelly Bryant Jr. for Clemson. He's kind of like a more athletic Deshaun Watson type.
A more athletic Deshaun Watson?
I think he's a more athletic. He's not as good of a quarterback, but he got to learn from him. He's a junior. He's been there for 2 years. He's a 4-star coming out of high school.
So more of a pure athlete, less of an arm.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is prone to run a little bit more than Deshaun did.
I enjoy that in college.
Yeah,
college
he showed he could play the position against Kent State last week. Obviously, not a Power 5 program. Different animal in Auburn.
Animal.
But, I think I really like what I saw out of the kid against Kent State.
So are you confident with Clemson -5?
I am not. No. So Jarrett Stidham is also an unknown dual threat quarterback for Auburn. White guy. Like to see that. White dual threat quarterback.
Big white power guy Dan is. I don't know if you know that about Dan.
I don't know if we're going to go there. No.
A white dual threat.
Is that not
white,
true? I thought that was true.
A white dual threat quarterback.
Essentially, Auburn doesn't really have to ask much from this guy, even though they have decent expectations for Stidham. But they have... great defense. They've run the ball. They're going to control the clock. 5 is a lot of points. I have here Clemson is in their last 4 games against the spread, though, at home. Going back to last year, they're 4-1.
Ooh.
Yeah. However.
God, I hate trends like that, though, because those trends are the ones that feel like playing fucking, what's the game in Vegas where the ball spins?
Roulette.
That feels like the roulette thing where you're looking at like we've hit 3 reds in a row. Surely this is
going to
be a black.
Especially when you're going back to like last year.
That's why they put that up there so you can get in your head a little bit.
No, I know, but that's what these kind of they always give you these trends with college football games.
Do you want some more trends?
Sure, I guess.
Clemson has won 9 straight in the month of September, dating back to 2014.
See, this now there's no
that
way
doesn't
I can bet
mean
against
anything.
Clemson.
It means absolutely nothing. Let's see what else we have. Oh, Auburn has hit the under in their last 5 games. Dating back to last year.
Huh.
That's interesting.
And the under has gone in 5 of Clemson's last 6 games against Auburn. And I believe the over-under is 54? 53. So 5 of the last 6 games, Auburn's played Clemson. It's hit under.
It sounds like, to me, if I'm going just strictly based off of the trends that you just read, which should be not what how this works at all.
No.
I'd go Auburn plus 5 under 53.
You would think low scoring, Auburn kind of dominates with the ball, just kind of running. Maybe Clemson squeaks out a win.
Maybe a field goal. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Clemson wins by 3, Auburn covers. That's my pick.
Okay. Second game we'll talk about is number 5.
Are you guys not making a pick?
Yeah,
I just made a pick. I just made two picks.
I haven't.
Well, speak the fuck up, son.
I know not much about these teams, but the over-under is, it feels high to me. Like Dan said, when these two get together, it seems to be a low-scoring affair. I'm going to go under.
Under 53.
That's the only thing I feel confident in saying.
Okay, so no spread, under 53.
I'm not touching the spread, dog.
That's your prerogative, man.
Yeah.
This is a free country. You bet what you want to bet.
You can't make me bet on a game, Bill.
All right, fine. Number 5, OU at number 2, OSU. Oh, my God. Oklahoma schools. Why are they both in the top 5?
No, Ohio State, dog.
Oh.
Come on. It's in Columbus.
Come on, fool.
Well, it doesn't say
conference
that here.
Conference play hadn't started for the Big 12
fuck
yet.
What the fuck am I supposed to know?
Usually when the OSU, the Oklahoma one, is spelled out, the S is lowercase.
What is Oklahoma State ranked?
I'm sorry. The S is uppercase and the other ones are lower.
Oklahoma State's top 10, I believe.
Okay, well, yeah. I
Oklahoma State's a damn good.
They're a damn good.
No, I know. That's why I was surprised, but I didn't think they were in the top 3.
Yeah, I think they play closer to Halloween.
Nah, that'd be Ohio State.
Or maybe even Thanksgiving. Maybe later in the season. Yeah.
Well, in this one, Ohio State favored by 7.5, over under at 64.5.
That's a lot of points.
I'm going to guess that you've got some trends here for us as well.
I do. All right, so last season, Ohio State beat Oklahoma 45-24. However, Ohio State lost 3 guys in their secondary to the first round of the NFL draft. That's pretty good. 3 of your 4 guys in the secondary went in the first round.
That seems quite good.
That is good.
So Lattimore, Hooker, Connolly, they're all gone. Their entire secondary is super young, super inexperienced.
And OU happens to have a Heisman caliber quarterback.
That, and they have a really, really good tight end in Mark Andrews.
Okay.
Who I guess is Mayfield's new favorite target, if UTEP was any indication. So, yeah, I would take I like Oklahoma plus points.
That's a lot of points. And I'm going to take Oklahoma plus 7.5 as well, which kills me because I absolutely hate OU, of course, and I especially hate Baker Mayfield. The guy's insufferable as a human being. Yeah, I said it.
Why? What's his deal?
The way he carries himself, it's
– I'm a big Baker Mayfield
guy. He's extremely obnoxious.
Huh.
And super, he's just overly.
Not familiar with him.
He's just too much. He's
like off
Travis
the field.
Kid. He's from the Austin area.
Oh.
But they're a good team, and they're gonna cover 7.5. Points.
Yeah, if like Richard Legault from fucking Indiana can tear apart the secondary of Ohio State, I think Mayfield has no problem with it.
It does feel like a lot of points. I'll do plus 7.5 too. That's I feel like we're on the public side there, but we'll see. I don't know. Number 15, Georgia. Number 25, Notre Dame is the third game between two ranked top 25 teams.
So Georgia's quarterback, Jacob Eason, out. Freshman quarterback, Jacob Fromm, in.
So that explains the Notre Dame minus 4.5.
And it's also at Notre Dame.
Okay.
It's in South Bend.
Do you know anything about this replacement?
Just that he's a freshman.
That's it.
That's
terrifying.
It would be irresponsible for me to make a pick here. I know nothing about either of these teams.
Well, I mean, you got Nick Chubb in the backfield still for Georgia. It seems like he's been there for about a decade.
Sure.
Give or take. You also get Sonny Michael. So it's going to be a healthy dose. It's essentially going to be a one-dimensional Georgia team.
You know what I think? Over. Over 57.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I see the other way.
Dude, that's... Agree to disagree.
But I'm not going to take that pick. I'm not going to take the under. Because who wants to be an under boy?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Jared.
Yeah.
Losers.
We're overlords.
That's what we are here.
Yeah. No, I think the play here is to probably take Georgia plus points.
Plus 4.5?
Yeah.
You think even with a freshman quarterback? Yeah. I mean, it's tough. If college freshman quarterbacks, sometimes they come out and perform better than the guy they're replacing. You never know.
That feels like the right pick to me. SEC quarterbacks, they don't never do much for me anyway. So,
you wouldn't lean one way or the other based on that?
I mean, Notre Dame.
I'm just saying a good Georgia quarterback doesn't tell me, oh, they're going to put up a lot of points because it's a SEC quarterback and they're just never that good. So,
yeah.
I don't care if he's a freshman or a seasoned vet. Who gives a shit? It's SEC to play good defense. They play sound football. I would take Georgia if I was going to make a pick, which I am not, again, for the record.
Plus Notre Dame, Brandon Wimbush, quarterback, relatively young, second start. It's not like they have much experience, like, or they have an advantage with the quarterback position there.
Right. Dylan, you can't not make a pick. That's not how this works.
I just said UGA if I had to make a pick, but I'm not going to.
I think that counts. Micah, please put Dylan down for UGA plus 4.5. Not going to make a pick.
And you know what? Fucking actually, this entire game is just going to be pound the ball, pound the rock. It's just going to be run, run, run. Because
just,
that
just pounding. Notre Dame,
Notre Dame puts, I mean, they run the ball a lot too. I think the under is the play. Again, I'm not taking the under, but I think the under is the play if you have the money.
Again, I'm taking the over. Stanford, number 14 Stanford at number 6 USC. California schools. Or is that South Carolina?
No, that's
good. That's great.
That's South Carolina.
I fucking nailed it. Number 14 Stanford at number 6 USC. California schools. Again, South California minus 6.
South California?
Southern California.
Jesus.
OU.
It's late in the day.
Is the over under. Plus 55.
You need to put a slash between the O and the U, make it more clear.
It's plus, I mean, the over under is 55 points.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, Micah, he will read anything you put in the docket.
Yeah, the next thing says Dan's slate of games. I was going to read that, but let's talk about this game first. Number 14, Stanford at number 6, USC. I actually saw both these teams play last weekend, which is weird because I haven't seen all too much college football yet, being out of town the whole weekend, stuck on a mountain. But
you saw Stanford just playing Australia against Rice?
Australia? Yeah, because it was like that was before the weekend, right? Wasn't it like
yeah, it was a Thursday game.
Thursday, yeah.
They hung a billion on the Rice.
Yeah. That was 2 weeks ago,
a billion
actually.
Points.
Yeah, they had a week of rest.
It's crazy.
They had to get back.
You normally don't see college football teams put up a billion points.
It was the first time that a team has reached a billion.
But it's happening
now. They
set
all kinds of offensive records. It was nuts.
It was against Rice. So it's
yeah, not good.
Maybe pump the brakes.
USC favored by 6. I don't think I've won a bet on a USC game in a few years. They just constantly fuck me. I'm going to go Stanford plus 6.
That's probably the play. Yeah, that is the play.
That's just total
gut,
though.
I'm going USC minus 6 because fuck you.
Oh.
I'm fading you and your instincts.
Fading my gut.
I think that's the play, though, because USC's offensive line struggled against kind of a very inferior defensive line in Western Michigan.
They gave up a lot of points, right?
Well, they gave up a lot of points, but they also offensively, Darnold didn't look great because he didn't have a whole lot of time. Stanford has a much better D-line, and I think USC wins this game, but they're not covering. I think Darnold plays much better than he did against Western Michigan, but I think it's a 3-4-point game.
I'm with you.
They're covering.
I'm with you. Let's do it.
Stanford.
Fucking Stanford plus 6. So what is this? What is Dan's slate of games?
I just want to throw out my picks that I threw on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
And see how you guys react.
Yeah, I tailed all of those, so it's important that I remember what they are.
All right. So we have Oklahoma State minus 28 against South Alabama. South Alabama lost by 20 to Ole Miss. Ole Miss, not a great team this year. Oklahoma State can score with the best of them. I think they put 100 on them.
Okay.
Give or take.
I'm sold.
Yeah. My Buffs, of course, minus 35 against my newly courted Texas State Bobcats.
I was not going to do this year. I was not going to ride the Buff train again because it feels wrong. But it feels so wrong that it feels right now. And I'm 1,000% in. Until they fail to cover the spread, I will bet them every single game.
I'm the same way. Colorado from here on out. I'm sorry, my Bobcats again. You're still my guys. After the Buffs.
I'm not really sorry. You're fucking terrible. Step your program up. We are undefeated, though. The Texas State University Bobcats, undefeated.
A lot of people are saying we're going to go all the way. So
all the way to
the national to Boulder fucking weekend. Championship.
We're going to Boulder this weekend, and we're going to lose by hopefully 42.
Yeah. Yeah. Love everybody in San Marcos, but no.
We should be in Boulder right now.
I don't know why we're not recording this podcast in Boulder.
Well, because we'd all overdose on drugs.
Well, I wouldn't. I have self-control.
We clearly don't. I already have $700 in games since Thursday.
Yeah, that's never a good sign. And also just means you're going to have a great weekend, though.
I hope. I have Pitt plus 21 against Penn State. kind of a, I'm a little worried about this game because of the revenge factor of last year. Pitt upset Penn State earlier in the year.
Penn State freaks me out a little bit.
Potentially kept them out of the playoffs if they won that game. They would have been in place of Ohio State. Yeah, the 21's a lot of points, though, especially in-state rivalry. I think you got to go with the points. So I took Pitt plus the 21.
Okay.
Then I have Nebraska plus 14 against Oregon because fuck Oregon. That's why.
That's good reasoning.
Yeah. I just don't buy Oregon this year.
Where are they sitting ranking-wise? They're not.
Neither team is ranked.
Oregon is not ranked.
Oregon is not ranked.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
I mean, they were bad last year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know they had a super disappointing 2016.
I have my Oklahoma plus 7.5. I'm going to ride with that. I think they might win this game outright. If you have balls, maybe take the money line. I don't know. Then I have Minnesota plus 1.5 over Oregon State. That was a weird line to me. It's in Corvallis. I just didn't. Like, they don't look very good at all.
You sprinkle the money line when you're as confident as you are about OU plus 7.5. So you put like $100 on OU plus 7.5, and you throw like, you know, 25 on.
Is that the official term of sprinkle?
Yeah, you sprinkle. Just a little sprinkle.
I didn't know that.
Topping.
Yeah.
Learned something today.
That's what that's called.
And then, of course, my most confident pick of the week, Jets Bills, under 40.
Oh, we're jumping straight to the NFL.
The most horrifying football game of the week.
The line is 40? Okay.
Neither team's going to score more than like 15 points.
On to college football news. Urban Meyer threw some shade at his former assistant, Tom Herman.
Yeah, this is a big one today.
Which, how do you feel about this? Well, first of all, break this news for our listeners.
I see what he's saying. I don't necessarily disagree. However, I don't think Herman's comment was alluding to that as aggressively as Meyer seems to think it was.
Well, you got to tell what happened.
Yeah, I'm going to. So, obviously, Herman took over for Charlie Strong at University of Texas, and basically, in a roundabout way, kind of said, like, I can't fix the program right away, kind of implying that he inherited players that aren't his, saying that it's going to take me a while to get my guys in here before we can actually do what I want to do. And
yeah.
So that's kind of been, according to Urban Meyer, a trendy excuse for new coaches coming in saying,
right,
well, I don't have my guys in yet.
Yeah.
When Meyer's like, no, that's bullshit. This is your team. You need to own it. You need to learn how to win right away with the guys that you have because those are your guys now. You inherited them. They're yours.
But Tom Herman was hired with the impression that he would be able to win right away. So that's why he won right away at U of H.
No one's expecting him to, you know, to win them all right away.
No, no, I'm not saying
he can be for a Big 12.
But still.
But yeah, he's expected to turn a program around pretty quickly. It's not like he has no talent. He does have talent on the team. He's going to recruit better talent. Of course.
You hope.
That's the idea. But his comment was, there's no magic. I think he said, like, magic pixie dust to, like,
spread
over this team.
I can't rub pixie dust on this thing.
Yeah. And so Meyer's like, dude, Maryland's hung 51. He said something like that. Maryland's put 51 on you. Something like that.
Yeah, like, when's the last time Maryland hung 51 on anyone?
And I don't disagree with Meyer. I don't think... Like, calling your – that's in a roundabout way saying, like, oh, I don't have the talent. Like, you're –
well, that's what's fucked up to me is that –
you're calling your players out, and those are guys who play for you. That's not cool to do.
After one game?
I don't think Herman – I don't think his comments directly alluded to the talent on his team, though. I think he was kind of saying, look, this is a 5-7 team last year. I can't just come in right away and all of a sudden we're going to be a good team.
Yeah, but he didn't
say
that.
It's going to take me a while. He's got a system to put in place. He's got talent to put in place. He's got guys to coach up. And it takes a while. I think that's kind of what he was saying.
You should have hired your ass to give the speech.
Maybe because I'm a Texas fan, I tend to want to defend Tom Herman. I like the guy. But I just don't think he was directly alluding to the talent on his team being poor.
You know what his problem was? He didn't get McConaughey in week one. No,
yeah,
there was no speech.
Where was that at?
It works every time.
Got a lot of fire into those asses.
Micah, what do you have to say?
To me, the stranger thing was that Urban Meyer was just taking a shot at Tom Herman anyway. Like, Tom Herman was his offensive coordinator 3 years ago when they won the national championship.
Because he left.
So why – I just don't understand why Urban Meyer feels the need to be like, oh, by the way, Texas got their ass beat this week.
Yeah, and if you're going to call someone,
like, – what's the point?
Well,
he also threw
plenty of guys you could have called out for this.
He also – and maybe somebody asked him a question, but he also threw shade at Will Muschamp, who took over for him after Florida, and was, like, actually very careful about what he said about Urban Meyer. Even though Urban Meyer did leave him a team full of double murderers and just total thugs. So I, the whole thing is just really weird, Aaron, that he would go after his guy by name like this.
I read a theory online on Twitter. If I knew who it was, I'd give them credit. But it made some sense. So Texas is obviously a hotbed of recruiting, right? Tons of talent comes out of the state of Texas. And Ohio, Ohio State, Urban Meyer, obviously they would like to come into Texas and keep pulling players out of there. So he was maybe using this opportunity to, you know, take a shot at Herman to
positioning
to kind of show recruits like, look, yo, this guy's not going to take you to where you need to be. Let me come play for Ohio State.
College football is a very petty game at the end of the day, because you have to constantly be positioning your program, your school as better than as many people as possible.
Maybe Urban Meyer is just repping for the Big Ten too.
No, I think it was just a recruiting play, but it was bizarre. I don't think Herman's comments deserved this kind of.
It's the same thing that happens when shit hits the fan with like the Dallas Cowboys. When you're as big of a national fan base as Texas has, anything he says is going to get shit on, whether or not Urban Meyer addresses it.
It's like subtweeting your ex-girlfriend.
He didn't say anything about talent, though. It was just out of place to me.
He just shouldn't reference pixie dust ever, though, for any reason.
Herman, yeah. I can't rub pixie dust on this thing.
Don't talk about pixie dust. This isn't Peter Pan.
What he said is not untrue. They were 5-7
last year.
They lost to Kansas.
Pixie dust makes you fly.
The players that went 5-7 are still on this fucking team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Tinkerbell, you don't rub pixie dust. You sprinkle it, and then it makes you fly.
I'm sure you could rub it if you had to.
You fly to Never Never Land. Which is like what I want to do during this conversation right now, because I could give less of a fuck about
Do you know
Texas
the comment
football?
He made about Will Muschamp? I forgot what he said about that.
I don't have the exact quote, but he also shaded him and talked about how he thinks it's weak when a new coach comes in and blames the old coach and the players.
And it is. He's right about that.
I like when a guy fakes a heart attack and then like says he wants to spend more time with his family, only to go to Ohio State a year later.
Posturing aside, one grown man should not take subliminal shots or throw shade at another grown man for what he does for a living. I don't give a fuck if you compete against each other. You just come off like a big pussy.
Especially when the guy used to work for you. It's so weird.
Especially if you've had a relationship with him.
Urban Meyer
is
an undisputedly great coach. And so is Nick Saban. And so is Bill Belichick. But those people are all psychopaths.
Right.
Like,
I think
this is not the behavior of normal human beings.
That's very
true. And that's probably the reason they're so successful.
That's exactly
very true.
Why.
That's
they managed
very true.
To harness their fucking crazy.
All great people, like in their professions,
well,
are
especially
usually
when
terrible
it comes
human
to sports,
beings.
Though. Because that competitive drive that you have to have some level of like sociopath, like
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant. Pretty much the only guy I can think of that's been like an all-time great in his game that I don't have evidence is kind of a sociopath is Wayne Gretzky. He just seems like kind of a generally nice guy.
But that's just how hockey players are.
It might just be different with hockey, because for the most part, it seems like that's kind of more the case with hockey players. The guys that are really good tend to be more, I guess, wholesome.
They're just more down to earth.
Off the ice.
Yeah.
Whereas Michael Jordan's a degenerate gambling lunatic who like
needs to win everything.
Allegedly punched his own teammates in the stomach in practice and shit. Like that, it's the same thing with college football coaches. Like it's one of the most high pressure jobs in the world, and it's extremely high paying. And these guys are all psychos, like Micah just said. I mean, like every one of the top football coaches in the NCAA is a little off his rocker. That's what makes it fun.
A little something close to the spectrum, like Harbaugh.
Well, Harbaugh is the only one that I would say might be considered close to the spectrum, but he's just a fucking weirdo. Anyway, you can support this podcast by checking out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. Download the Man Outfitters app in the App Store for your iPhone if you want to have the best shopping experience in the fucking world. Our team at Man Outfitters here at Grand X curates the best menswear and accessories from the best brands for a super user-friendly shopping experience so that you don't have to shop as hard. Nobody wants to shop. Do you want to shop? Shopping sucks. The more shopping you do, the less sports you can watch, and the less money you have to gamble. That's why we're giving you the code BACKDOOR, which you get 10% off your entire order at Man Outfitters, so you can stock up on stuff for the fall, tailgating, and save some money while you do it. Use that money elsewhere and that time elsewhere on more important things, such as researching who to put the 10% you saved on. Which team? Who's it going to be? This week, I recommend the Buffs.
The Buffs, of course. So they
fell. Right, so you're going against State then?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be.
I don't like it.
It's going to be a bad week for my Bobcats. It's going to be a great week for my Buffs.
Backdoor is the code on manoutfitters.com. Okay. Just as a random aside, if you haven't checked out Mizzen and Main, they make great performance fabric button downs that will make you look good at a tailgate. They will. If you have to go to a tailgate as a neutral fan for some reason, which I do often because Texas State is,
undefeated right now, so.
Undefeated. Anyway, point being, backdoor, 10% off, manoutfitters.com. Go look at it. Support the podcast. You people have refused to use the code backdoor.
What do you mean, you people?
I mean everyone listening right now. And it is absurd. Get on manoutfitters.com. Look around. It's 10% off. If you don't use the code, we're going to take it away.
We probably won't take it away.
We probably won't. But backdoor is the code.
They're probably in a rut.
It's one word. Maybe people are typing in it as two words. But it's just backdoor. It's one word. B-A-C-K-D-O-O-R. Type it in.
If you are in a rut, just get a new shirt. You'll feel 100 times better.
Yeah. If you lose a bunch of money, get another credit card. Get on manoutfitters.com. Use the code backdoor. Save 10% off. Get yourself some new threads. Feel better. It's easy. I don't understand. Why. It's just not that complicated.
Look good. Feel good.
Play good.
Gamble. Oh. Good.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Dave, and I'm with the Dudes Doing Business podcast. We are a business lifestyle podcast for you kids who are about to graduate and anybody who's even, you know, a few years out of school, or maybe you're like a 45-year-old man or woman. We're for you, too.
Anybody that's trying to figure out how to navigate their professional career. We do hotline calls from listeners, and we try to be as insightful as possible while keeping it fun and lighthearted.
Yeah, the kids love us.
The occasional 90s grunge era skateboard banter as well.
Yeah, we might talk grunge. We might talk, you know, pop punk. We might talk, old anything, vintage business. Nothing's off limits. We're here for you. If you got questions, we take emails. We got a hotline, like Madison said. Just give us a chance to earn your business. That's all we ask for. Find us again. It's at Dudes Doing Biz on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe, Dudes Doing Business. Thanks.
How about Touching Base listener Sam Skinner, who said, I'm so confused by Touching Base, but I also need an episode every day for the rest of my life.
That's a great point, Sammy Skins. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. You know what we are? We're a podcast, and nothing's off limits.
We will touch on every base possible.
If you got a base, I'm touching it. So is Dylan. So is Will.
Listen to us. Subscribe. Leave a review.
All right, we are back. The thing I am the most excited about is that Thursday night NFL football makes its triumphant return tonight in the form of an actually, what on paper at least, should be a pretty good game. The line says otherwise, but it's Pats Chiefs. At least it's two teams with enough name brand guys to interest you. But the Pats are favored by 8. They're 8.5 or 9. I've seen it bouncing around in between there. The public is all the fuck over New England, just for the record. It's like 85% of bets or something.
Naturally.
It's a lot of points.
In an NFL game, it's a shit ton of points.
Yeah.
Especially for the first game of the year. But
it's like
betting against the Pats is like betting against Bama at this point. I'm terrified.
I stay away. I stay far away. Wouldn't touch this game with a 20-foot pole.
Maybe if you get a feel for something like in the first, second quarter and you think you got a live line you can jump on that's like, you know, let's say the Pats put up 14 straight points and you get Chiefs plus 24. Maybe then you feel good about that. I don't know. But even then, I tend to agree with you, Dan. I don't really want to get on a spread that's the Patriots with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the ridiculous offense that they have, even short of Edelman.
Yeah, I think it was actually the year the Patriots won the Super Bowl against Seattle. I think it was on Monday Night Football game where the Chiefs actually beat the Patriots and Trent Dilfer proclaimed the Patriots and like Tom Brady done. And then they went and proceeded to like just win every game, I think, from then on out.
The over-under is 47.5. I do kind of like the over.
I do too.
And
if that's one thing you're going to touch in this game, it's the over.
Yeah, just at least root for points. But that's even that. I'd say I'm about 68% confident in the over. 47.5. Take the over.
Yeah. No. I mean, how quick, though, are Chiefs fans going to be calling for Pat Mahomes if Alex Smith starts out slow?
really quickly. They have a super fickle fan base, much like most NFL fan bases, and the Chiefs are just notoriously soft. They've had a lot of similarities between my Texans over the past 3 years, 4 years, where even if they put up a really good record, no one is scared of this team ever.
No.
They're just not a threat.
They're not going to win the Super Bowl.
No.
No. You can book that, guys. Like, I'm sorry, Chiefs fans, but you're just not winning the Super Bowl.
I don't think you get
I'm
very
sorry.
Good odds on that.
Hmm.
It's probably like minus 800.
I mean, it's a classic Andy Reid team. You're going to win in the regular season. You're going to win 9 to 10 games.
I also just don't like Andy Reid.
I do.
I'm just not a fan. I don't know what it is, man.
He gave us some good years in Philly.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there's your loyalty.
Oh, I forgot you don't like overweight people. That's right.
I never said that.
You hate fat people? What's wrong?
I'm all about fat people.
What's wrong with fat people?
I'm like
especially,
I'm like the biggest fan of fat people there is.
Dude, fat people in that wear all red, too, like Andy Reid.
I got Patriots by the say, by the way. I know it's a big line, but
you're
I got
saying
it.
That you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I do.
No, I'm saying you don't give a fuck that the line is that big. You still think they're going to
come
right,
right, right. Yeah. I'm not scared of it.
I'm just pumped to watch it. This is... Don't get me wrong. Betting college football is fantastic. I love it. But it's not... I love when there's one NFL game on, everybody's watching it, and you've got money riding on it. It's just an incredible feeling.
It's games on NBC, right? Yeah, I think it's NBC. Usually games on NBC, they usually get the good games. Sunday night.
It's a good sign.
Sunday night's always usually better than Monday night. I don't know why ESPN's been getting the shit end of the stick lately.
I don't know.
Yeah,
Speaking of Sunday night, Giants at Cowboys. Cowboys are favored by 4. If I understand correctly, Zeke will be playing in this game.
He will be playing.
Which is just super duper because
they
I play
might
him
as well give it to him 50 times.
I play him
so
in fantasy
sit for
week
7
one.
Weeks after this.
6 weeks.
Well, there's a bye week too.
Oh. Oh.
So wait, how'd that suspension work? He gets to play one game and then he's...
And then he gets the next 6 he's suspended for, which does not include the bye week, so it's 7 actual weeks of sitting.
That he'll just be, you know, pumping iron.
Yeah, I don't see why I don't give him the ball 100 times.
Well, you probably want to throw it to Dez Bryant a few times.
Right.
Nah.
He's pretty good.
Not with that offensive line. Just give it to Zeke.
Also of note, Beckham Jr. is a is questionable.
Yeah.
With that ankle.
Yeah. Might not play.
He's not at full strength. Even if he does play, he won't be making those sharp cuts like he usually does. You know what I'm saying?
And for that reason, I like Giants plus 4.
Okay.
Because it's a weird line to me. It's in Dallas. Cowboys are at full strength.
Also of note, the Giants beat the Cowboys twice last year.
Yeah. I mean, if...
They just tend to fuck the Cowboys a little.
Well, last year they...
They essentially are saying the Cowboys are a one-point favorite here.
Basically.
You get 3 points as a home favorite.
I like plus 4. New York plus 4 is my pick here.
I don't hate that pick.
I don't have any feel for the over-under.
As a Boys fan, I don't hate that pick.
47.5 in this game to me is really tough. Like that is to make a pick on over or under there.
It's really how Eli plays. Is he going to throw 4 touchdowns or 4 interceptions?
You never know with his ass.
No clue.
Put me down for the Giants, Micah.
It's really tough to judge. Any other thoughts? Giants, Cowboys. I love that they're opening up with this, by the way. That's fun.
Can I cheer for like Hurricane Katia to like
take out both teams?
Yeah.
What?
But like only the teams?
I don't think you can. So no innocent bystanders, just the football teams.
Damn.
I'm too sensitive to hurricanes at this moment.
Yeah, it might have been too soon.
# Houston strong.
But also prayers for Florida. I don't want to pick this game, just out of spite for both teams.
Then don't.
Yep, Eagles.
We get 2 Monday night football games. Saints at Vikings, in which the Vikings are favored by 3, and the over-under is 47.5. I don't really know. Is Minnesota's defense supposed to be relatively stout?
I don't know.
They were pretty decent last year.
What I worry about
they started
is like
hot last year and then they just kind of fell apart.
Is this the year Drew Brees slows down?
he lost Brandon Cook.
Yeah, he was still a top 5 fantasy quarterback.
I don't give a shit about fantasy.
Well, a lot of people do.
It doesn't really translate.
A lot of people
wins,
do.
Losses. Well,
typically, if your quarterback's putting up an insane amount of yardage and points, your team is scoring. It's just a matter of, you know, you got to play defense.
NFC South last year. They might have been.
Perhaps.
Bottom two.
Don't know.
Yeah. So Bradford's the starter for the Vikings. I haven't really been paying attention to the NFL, if I'm being honest.
I got New Orleans plus 3.
What are they doing with Bridgewater, Micah? Do you know? Bridgewater's still hurt? Oh, okay.
I wish they'd run Keenum out there. Then I'd really confidently bet on the Saints.
Dude, I have no feel for this game at all either. I just don't give a shit about the NFL.
I'm gonna say Saints plus three. I'm gonna ride with you, Dylan. I don't see any reason to bet on the Vikings.
Ah, fuck it. For the sake of variety, I'll take the Vikings.
All right. Chargers at Broncos is the other Monday night game. Denver's favored by 3.5. The over-under is 43. Speaking of Denver, Brock Osweiler, what in the hell? Do you see people who are trying to give Elway credit for maneuvering this entire thing and somehow getting him back?
Noted backup quarterback, Brock Osweiler.
They're paying him like $700,000. It's like it's nothing. He's free, basically.
Well, you just got $70 million from.
Well, they're not paying it. They don't give a fuck.
Well, actually, he's probably the third string, right? Because you got Trevor Siemian, then you have Paxton Lynch.
Yeah, he's a third string guy for $700,000.
He practiced squad.
It's just hysterical that he left there, came to Houston, got a $70 million payday or 35 guaranteed, whatever the fuck it was, and.
Dude, the Broncos played this beautifully. Then
he got
they unloaded
by Cleveland.
Him.
It's not playing it beautifully if you're never going to use the guy.
No, it's fine.
No, I mean, the Denver to Houston deal obviously was great for them.
They have to pay him.
Sure, I guess.
Like, Elway just
it was good of them to let him walk, yeah. Yes. That okay, was, right. But I still don't think you get credit for letting a shitty quarterback walk and then getting that shitty quarterback back to be your third string at next to nothing.
His Houston contract was what now?
It's like $70 million, I think.
Okay,
$30 million.
Okay, so at the
guaranteed.
Time they let a $70 million man walk, and then they got him back for $700,000. Basically,
sure,
is what happened.
I'm just saying, if he still sucks, yes, you made the right choice the first time.
You got to fill out your roster, though, man.
Yeah, whatever.
You need three quarterbacks.
He's tall and handsome, and they like him in Denver. Apparently,
what about the conspiracy theory that Brock Osweiler is like loyal to the Broncos, so he went to the Texans and destroyed their franchise
and then
just came back for free?
No one sacrifices their career to screw over a different franchise.
Just for the record, our franchise was neither worse before he came nor better off after he's been gone.
He's actually boys with Kubiak, and he sabotaged the Texans in revenge for what you guys did to Kubiak.
We didn't do anything to Kubiak. He was great in Texas.
Treated him the way you did.
Oh, come on.
How dare you, Ross?
Come on. Everybody loves Gary. Great guy.
Shouts to his son who's listening right now.
Shouts to Klein.
We love you too, Klein.
For real, though, all that shit was overblown in Houston. Gary's a great dude. Great
coach. Did you ever apologize to Klein?
Yeah, he did a public apology
last
season.
Yeah, made a public apology.
Okay, just making sure. You should do it again.
No, one is enough. I apologize. Oh, when you're betting these lines this weekend and tonight, go to mybookie.ag and use the promo code BACKDOOR to activate a 100% bonus deposit offer. So if you put in 100 bucks and you use the code BACKDOOR, they'll throw you an extra 100 bucks. There's some stipulations that come along with that, so make sure you read those. But mybookie.ag, use the promo code BACKDOOR. You play, you win, you get paid. They've got in-game live betting. So just in case you miss kickoff, you can get a bet in still. It's super easy to use. The mobile site is great too. Mybookie.ag. They do, anything you can possibly imagine to bet on. They've got prop bets. All the good shit is on there. Lay down some cash and win big today. Mybookie.ag. Promo code BACKDOOR. You play, you win, you get paid. All right, we've got a hotline call here. Our hotline number is 800-392-6344. This is a particularly important hotline call because we received many concerned tweets. Mm-hmm. Texts, yeah. Emails, phone calls, faxes. I got a carrier pigeon that came through my window with a piece of paper that said that people were worried about this particular caller. Every week we play the best calls. This is our best call this week. 800-392-6344. Roll that thing.
Hey, guys. It's Juice from Texas. Sorry to prolong the call, but, you know, the reason I call, because this is like therapy for me, and my heart hurts right now. My season's basically over. You know, I'm going to be at that San Jose State game. I'm not going to be happy. You know, unless we win against USC, I might be done forever with them. You know, it's only gotten worse since I got there, and I just can't take it anymore.
He hung up.
So Reese, who is a current student at the University of Texas,
still
says he, I think he's still there, says he might be done with the University of Texas as a program because the football team is doing so poorly.
If you're new to the podcast, Reese, the suicidal Texas fan, has been around for a couple years now. And even after Texas beat Notre Dame during week one of last season, he was fully confident that they were going to blow the season and be dog shit, and he was spot on. But what happened this weekend to in the Maryland game had people concerned about Reese. So it's good to hear his voice. It's good to know he's still out there, just holding it down for all the people who are just in a dark place.
It's going to be all right. Come to our tailgate, Reese.
It took us on a wild roller coaster of emotions last year, because after every game, we were just gravely concerned about his well-being. And we would just hope for a phone call, because even though he would be sad on the other end of the line, it meant that he was still alive. And
just
that
checking in.
That was really big for us, and we're big supporters of Reese. He's been in studio. We love the guy. We'll probably have him again this season.
God, I hope Texas wins a game so we can have something good to talk about.
Reese, just remember, man, football shouldn't hinge your happiness on the sport of football. It's
especially not as risky of a program with a first-year new coach, and with the way things have been going at Texas, just maybe cash out a little bit there emotionally.
Yeah, just become a bandwagon fan.
Also, come on, man. You got he's a Houston guy. He's got the Astros to be excited about. We got Chris Paul and shit now. Pull your head out of your ass, Reese.
I hope his family wasn't affected by the flooding down in Houston.
That would make it even worse.
Then Reese is just, you know.
Surely it wasn't. He would have told us. Announcement. We've already made this announcement, but I'm just going to make it again. Next week and every week during football season, we will be dropping a new podcast Monday and Thursday. Obviously, next week will be our first full week where we're doing Monday and Thursday. New podcast Monday, new podcast Thursday. Monday, we will recap all of the action from the weekend, talk about how things went down, touch on all the new stories that we find to be the most entertaining. And then Thursday, we'll do a little bit of what we did today.
Except it'll be a lot earlier. We won't be as tired.
It will be a lot earlier. We'll probably be more animated.
Probably.
Hopefully, we'll be slightly richer than we are right now.
I think so. You follow my picks.
And
or you fade them. Either way.
Either way. Either way. We're going to ride and die together here. That's what this podcast is all about. It's family.
Community.
And gambling. You have any shouts? Shouts to TJ Yates. He's on IR. I talked to him today. He's going to get, you know, through his concussion protocol or whatever the hell. He's having to see a specialist.
He liked my tweet last night with my picks.
I saw that.
So maybe he knows something. He's a Bills quarterback, right now?
He's a backup.
Backup for the Bills?
Maybe his brain just injured and he thinks that your picks are good.
But I'm thinking, I think he's validating my Bills-Jets pick even more.
That as a sign that you know that he knows?
He's seen the Bills play in practice and he's like, yeah, we're not scoring close to 40 points.
Okay. Or he just knows the Jets are that bad like the rest of the country.
Yes.
Which is, that's no secret. Any other shouts? Shout at me. Shout at somebody.
No.
No?
No love to give right now.
Well, shouts. Well. Shouts to Florida. Just.
Yeah, and whoever else gets hit by Hurricane
Irma.
Irma.
Or what was that name? What was that island that just got wiped off the map?
Barbuda?
Shouts to Barbuda. I've only known you for about 24 hours, but
yeah, I didn't know you existed before, but
I didn't even get to say hello before I said goodbye.
Yeah. Barbuda. Prayers up to the people of Barbuda.
What's Branson's first name, the virgin guy?
Richard.
Richard. He said that his private island has been devastated. So shouts to billionaire Richard Branson and his private island.
Damn, he's going through a hard thing right now.
Taking the brunt of Irma.
I know how he feels. My family's timeshare actually took a lot of damage.
Wow.
In Oyster Bay, St. Martin. Prayers up to those guys.
So if you have room in your heart for billionaire Richard Branson's private island, throw some.
And the Regester family.
Do you have any idea what I would do if I had a private island? Like, the things I would do would just be vile.
What's one thing you would do?
I can't even say. My family listens to this podcast. I can't. But bad shit would go down.
Shouts to Deb. What's up, Deb?
You ever seen the Most Dangerous Game? I might get some of that going.
Oh, you have to hunt people if you have your own island.
Yeah, if you got your own island, you use it to hunt people. That's essentially the rule.
They like sign waivers and shit, so there's no like legal implications there?
No, there's. It's called murder still. It's legally illegal. But that's what you do. If you get your own island, you set up a most dangerous game scenario. Gets you and some of your most wealthiest boys, you get out there and you do some people hunting.
You know who you hunt? I think you like kidnap some jockeys.
And you so they're smaller?
You let some little jockeys out, little hobbits. And then you
I don't know, man. I feel worse killing a jockey than a normal sized human.
You want to actually feel what it's like to kill a real person? Are you saying jockeys aren't real people?
You just said that out loud. Apologies to the jockey community if you're out there listening. I know we have a big jockey contingency of Backdoor Cover listeners, and now they're all upset. It's unfortunate. Dan, say sorry.
No.
Okay. That's it. ManOutfitters.com. Use the code Backdoor. Buy yourself something for the love of God.
Please.
I haven't eaten in days. Backdoor Cover needs to eat. ManOutfitters.com. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Subscribe on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, write a review. Looking forward to all the action this weekend. We're going to kick up we have an Instagram account now, at Backdoor Cover Podcast.
It's already at 30,000 followers.
Just a sexy little thing we've got going. We're going to have good sports shit coming out on there all weekend long. Send us pictures, DMs from your tailgate, parties, whatever. We'll watch anything.
And if you're in Austin, come to our tailgate.
We do. We have a tailgate on Saturday, I believe.
Yeah. San Jose State. Where's the hall it's right across from, Micah?
It's by the LBJ Library. It's in the lawn.
Yeah, LBJ Lawn, and it's right across from like the music building.
Oh, Bass.
Yeah, the Bass.
Bass Center. Concert Hall. Yeah. There's alcohol there, food, Dan, and, football.
We got TV.
Yeah, come to see Dan in person. That's what everyone wants.
Sports.
Deceptively tall Dan.
Follow me everywhere at WR Bowling.
Don't follow me.
We actually had a Backdoor Cover fan come up to me at tailgate.
Really?
Yeah, he said, you are deceptively tall.
So they are out there, and they are not spending money on Man Outfitters.
Yes.
They actually live.
I see the fucking SoundCloud numbers. They're listening to the podcast. They're just not buying anything, which is shit.
Well, they're taking our picks.
Which,
if you took our picks last week,
you'd be winning.
You should spend money.
Yeah, that's how this should work. If you win, you should be legally bound to purchase something from Man Outfitters.
At least take like 20% of those winnings.
Minimum. Use the code Backdoor on ManOutfitters.com. We are out. We will see you on Monday to recap everything that goes down this weekend, talk about all the madness, and relive it with you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Roll Cats.